Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Risha Purcell, who grew up in Asheville and gained national attention in 2006 with her debut novel, it was called Special Topics in Calamity Physics. Well, she has a new book, Night Film, and it burst onto the literary scene last week with reviews mostly favorable from all the major papers, including the Boston Globe, which praised her unusual, innovating organization. If there's any justice, the Globe's review began, the first chapter of literary wunderkind Marisha Purcell's long-awaited second novel, Night Film, should go down in literary history as among the most notable formal innovations of this century. It consists of a series of web pages pertaining to the untimely death of a young woman, the strange career of her filmmaker father, and an ensuing journalistic investigation. Remarkably, the Globe says, Purcell's inclusion of the internet feels not at all gimmicky or forced, deepens the mystery Purcell sets out in the traditional text. The cumulative effect is entrancing and delightful, infusing the narrative with urgency and spookiness. It feels, above all things, new. Well, that's pretty important, but let me tell you briefly about the story of Night Film. Ashley Cordova, daughter of Stanislas Cordova, the infamous reclusive director of cult films, falls to her death in the elevator shaft of a deserted building in Manhattan's Chinatown. Although the death is ruled a suicide, Scott McGrath, a down-and-out investigative journalist, suspects otherwise. So his investigation takes him and the book's readers to the mental hospital from which Ashley escaped shortly before death, and then he visits places in New York where Ashley spent her last 10 days, from the Waldorf Astoria, a walk-up apartment where Ashley was residing, a tattoo parlor, the Cordova family mansion, an exclusive bondage club, and lots of other similar crazy places, all to try to find out how and why Ashley died and who might be responsible. McGrath also contacts Stanislaus's, the directors, actors, former spouses, staff members, and lots of other folks who knew him. And he visits the isolated estate where Stanislaus made his films and Ashley grew up. He also breaks into the secret webpage of a cult of Cordova movie fans. He does everything to find, as he suspects, some direct connection between the film director and his daughter's death. Then, when black magic and pacts with the devil pop up as clues, McGrath has to explore the possible connections. But he starts out as a skeptic. He says, in 43 years I've been alive, I've never seen a ghost, never a cold chill pass through me, never seen a miracle. Every time my mind wanted to jump to some mystical conclusion, I've always found that inclination was simply born of fear, and there was a rational explanation behind it. Yeah, but the investigation forces him to reassess his views of the supernatural and much more, 600 pages worth. So Night Film is a long trip, but it was also a quick read, thanks to Purcell's fast-paced storytelling gifts. So, when she's ready to take her readers on another similar trip, I'll be waiting at the station, ready to go. In the meantime, I'll listen on WCHL this weekend for my interview with Marisha Purcell. This is D.G. Martin.